Felix, is it my turn to host or to run the meeting this time?
Hi, sorry, I had to plug in my mic first. I'm not really sure, but I can run the meeting if you would like. Then we know that you can do in the next one.
Okay, that's fine. I said the 2025 was so long ago.
Yep, it feels almost like an eternity. Okay, then let me share my screen. Okay, people are still joining in, but I think we can start. Actually, let me check if my mic is the right one. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, we can start as always with announcements. Is there anything from anyone?
Hi, Felix. This is Laura. Sorry, I was looking for the raised hand and couldn't find it. Just a quick announcement and some I think some of you were at the last cross app SIG meeting. We decided to revisit item state, and after that meeting, it was decided that Tom Trutt, who is at Cornell also, Tom Trutt and I will sort of be co-leading a comprehensive review of where item state is now, what is working and what isn't working. And our longer term goal is to consider proposing future development on item state. And for those who haven't been in the community for a long time, originally there was a concept of a three-part item state that has not been realized. And we are fairly sure that as originally envisioned, it's not really the direction we still want to go. But we want obvious, it seems obvious to many of us that we would like something more than we have now. And Tom and I will be working on that. Part of that will be coming to SIGs like MM, but lots of any SIGs where subject matter experts have reason to be interested in item data and gathering feedback. If you're interested in more, feel free to reach out to me or Tom about it, and otherwise expect to see this on a future MM agenda.
Yep, thanks, Laura. And actually, I remember someone from RA presenting, was it 1 or 2 years ago, about this in MM? And yeah, it's good seeing the work being picked up again. Okay, then we can continue to the results of our poll from the end of last year. So the question was, do we continue meeting weekly, our weekly meetings, or do we want to switch our cycle to just meet every other week and switch to bi-weekly meetings? So this is a screenshot from yesterday. So the intention was to keep it open until last Friday, but I just closed it yesterday, so people had a few more days to participate and vote. And we can see clearly a winner, and yeah, we want to switch our meeting cycle to bi-weekly. I then asked Jennifer and Charlotte how PC envisions this folio meeting week where no folio meetings should take place. And Jennifer then said that the data import SIG has adopted the following meeting frequency. So they will meet every 2 weeks as we will, And then they will have day week 4 or even week 5 as an off week. And if we look at our meeting calendar, we would see that that would look like here. So we will meet and we if anyone has any objections, please reach out in a minute. So that would mean we would meet today. There wouldn't be a meeting next week. There wouldn't be a meeting last week of January. We would meet again February 5th. Then February 19th, we wouldn't meet the last week in February, and so on and so on. Charlotte then said that we can switch our off weeks in case, like, we have Independence Day, for instance, where we have a holiday, a national holiday in the US at the beginning of a month. So then we could switch from beginning of July and have this week off and meet at the end of July. So that is up to us how we then configure that. But that would be the idea here. So has anyone something to add?
Maybe so in the proposal for this folio community coming weeks, that I have taken into consideration these bigger holidays, so 4th of July, Christmas, Easter, for Europeans, May 1st, etc. But I think you have the schedule you outlined here for for the beginning, the first quarter, then you are all aligned. Looks good.
So if we all agree on that, or we have our lazy consensus, then I'd say I would go ahead and create, like, maybe on our top wiki page for our 2026 meetings, a table where we have all the weeks from now until December, where we can look when will we meet, when are some holidays, and then we'll have an outlook, and we can then see when is it good to change the weeks, like you said, July 4th maybe, and Easter is at the beginning of April, if I remember correctly. So that would also be the case then. There is a comment in chat. Let's see. Jesse and Lloyd, do you want to elaborate on that?
I can speak to it a little further. I watch several SIGs, mostly as an observer, but almost everyone seems to be landing on we'll meet the first and third weeks, and if the fifth week is present, we'll just take it off, and the second and fourth weeks will be open so that we can miss the fourth week that PC has proposed as a non-meeting week. And everybody is landing on that solution, which kind of feels like it isn't actually solving the problem of distributing meetings. It's just meaning that we only have meeting fatigue every other week. So I don't know. It does feel like some SIGs should pick the second and fourth week instead, but I haven't actually seen anybody doing that, maybe because of the proposed no meeting in week four. I'm not really sure what the solution to that is because everybody is making the logical choice within their own SIG, But across the community, I don't know if we're really solving the problem.
So it's actually a misunderstanding that it is always week four, because it's not mechanical. It is the proposal is trying to, for each month, place where it we maybe would skip the meeting in any case. So I don't know, but it is a misunderstanding that it is mechanically every fourth week.
Was the idea from PC to have an entire week with no folio meetings, or was the idea more to split it or
The idea,
distribute it over multiple weeks?
no, yeah, the idea was to have a complete a whole week's meeting free, at least three, four folio meetings where you can, do work for your library, do work for your, us who is working for a vendor. We also have bigger writing projects, and it's so difficult to get all these heavier tasks done. And I'm sure you all know, if we only have, 1 hour here, 2 hour there, 15 minutes here. But let me post into the chat the proposed weeks in the but there's also a trend, I would say, that more and more sicks are changing the weekly meeting schedule to bi-weekly. So we kind of have two trends going on right now. I will also mention that that proposal is first a tryout in the first 3 months. And if we, as a community, think this didn't help us at all, we are maybe even more either meeting fatigue or stressed or cannot schedule any meetings. It's so that, yeah, then we will not insist on. But we were trying to get some more time for all other tasks and not just letting folio meetings occupy all work hours, as it has for, I'm sure, for most of you for several years now.
I see the comment from from Katie about six taking place at the same time. So I remember we used to overlap with the resource access sig, but that might be no longer the case because we switched from 90 to 60 minutes. Does anyone know? So do we still overlap?
For half an hour, you do. I believe there are 10 or the central time, 10 to 11. So and then we start at 10:30 central time. But I know the Thursday meetings are more specific, like subgroups, like the fine fee subgroup meets, and the more general meetings are on Mondays.
Okay. And do you know if the subgroups have any plans on changing their meeting times? So will they have off weeks as well?
I haven't, to be honest, I haven't gone because their other meeting conflicts with the reporting sig. So their other meeting is at 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday, which is when the reporting sig meets. So I kind of behind and watching recordings and reporting sig meetings haven't been canceled, but I can get back to you about that.
Yep, sounds good. So to get us moving, I would propose that I will create a wiki page where we could outline how our meeting weeks for this year would look like, and then we can go back and see if that matches the weeks here from highlighted by PC, and we can go back and see do we overlap with any other SIG or subgroup where people would like to attend and maybe have a conflict right now. How does that sound? Or do you feel like we should start rotating from the beginning? So instead of having, what is it then? In our case, we are now meeting the 3rd week of January. We could, and we will meet 1st week of February, so we could start the 2nd week, February 12 and 26. But that would maybe then mean that we are the only folio meeting in the last week of each month. I mean, I'm fine with that. But maybe others would want to have the whole week off, maybe to also have a week where they know they can take vacation without missing anything on folio. Okay, then I will continue as planned. And just feel free to reach out to Regan or me if you think we should do something else. And then Jennifer reached out to Regan and me and asked if she could bring something back to MM from the data import SIG. Or not back, but bring it to the MM SIG from data import.
Thanks, Felix. And I'll just put those in the chat as well. So I'm recently being, I think it was de maybe December, one of our members for the data import SIG asked if we could go over UIAN 2577, UX Prod 4467, and 2579. All of these relate to the enhancement of the 856. So adding like the subfield X and another field, as well as enhancements for like version of component parts in the drop-down menu. These tickets have been kind of active since 2023, and I remember that they were created when there was the new mark field 857 at that time that was approved by LC for the mark standard. So in the DI SIG, we really felt that this was more appropriate for MM SIG and for discussion and kind of because it deals with mark enhancement of a mark field. And so we're kind of punting this discussion to this group. And the DI SIG just would like to know, how you're prioritizing these, if they're on your priority list, and, because they have been sitting since 2023. I mean, some of these are pretty large because it involves, the instance holdings and item record with changes to that, to bulk edit, to list app to data import. So that was our question. Laura.
Yeah, well, first of all, Jennifer, you sound like you're getting over something awful, and so I'm sorry. but I just thinking about this, first of all, it's a little sobering that yes, we started talking about this more than 2 years ago, and that means we're like 2 years behind current data standards. But I feel like this also relates to an even broader topic that is, and I think you've raised it before, Jennifer, that how do we as a community keep folio aligned with changing standards, whether that's changes to the MARC standard, changes to RDA, changes to common cataloging practices. I feel like this points to our lack of process for that kind of alignment. And I wish I had great ideas about how we could fix this, but I wanted to raise it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I know Christine Thomas and someone else at the last WolfCon talked about that, and because
I think it
it
was
is a concern.
Natasha. It was
Yeah,
Christy and Natasha. Yes.
and I don't know
Yes.
what came about that. I think there was a suggestion that like every year we kind of. The development team say, okay, these have been the changes to the standards we have in use in Folio. How do we get these implemented? But the problem is for example, now they're way past Trillium. The Trillium's already scheduled, so they're looking towards Umbrella Leaf. So whereas we know kind of our March standard changes, they're not that far in advance. So there's kind of that disconnect there. So I'm not sure if that would work.
I
But I guess,
wonder, oh, sorry. I wonder if a next step for us would be to have a meeting, an MMSIG meeting with our product owners and talk to them about how they think it would be possible to schedule this work. Because you make a good point. We can ask for it, but if we can't get it on the schedule, it's not going to happen. And I think it is important. It's important for us to be prioritizing which of these changes are most important, because there may occasionally be changes that we all collectively agree are not urgent or even necessary, but we do need to work this into Folio development plans.
Yeah, and I think sometimes also what happens is they say, it's in refinement or it's fixed. And the problem is like it only appears in a drop down. So this happened when orders redid the donor field. So then it broke like data import and, so I think we also, when they say it's fixed, we also need to make sure that, yes, it appears here, but everything that is connected to that is also reflecting that change. So I'm wondering, yeah, I think that's a great suggestion to talk to our POs and maybe we can say like at the end of the year, say, here are the changes that we need. And then, maybe it's not going to get immediately, but if we create like a JIRA issue or we work with our POs so that it at least goes into something in the future, that might be nice.
And I hesitate to say, oh, cross out SIG is the place for everything. But I do think if we are routinely or even occasionally still encountering issues where we ask for something, it gets implemented and it breaks things in other places, cross out SIG might have a role in trying to routinize checking for where things could go wrong. So we start anticipating what's going to break, and rather than finding out that we broke it.
Charlotte.
So I am thinking about the release notes the PO is writing, and this should simply be information about schema changes, because then, everybody can go in and double check. Okay, is that something I know would affect my app? And I know that Magda, for instance, she is always looking for if there's new property being added. And yeah, I know if things are happening in the inventory, then she is reacting because the bulk edit app is completely it has to be up to date, otherwise it will break. But so release notes should have all schema changes.
So, Felix, sorry. Should the next step be getting RPOs here and suggesting that process of like these are schema changes? The developers aren't going to know from Mark and vocabulary, so I think that's it's going to be our schema changes rather than like, their development tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can reach out to would it then be I guess Ryan and Kalila. We can reach out to them. Yep, send them the links to this ticket to those tickets. And I mean those tickets are just an example, right? Because that's an ongoing process. So for example, that also applies to changes to the MARC codes for relators. So that is something we just stumbled upon. So if there are any changes, so codes are being deprecated or changed. Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
So I was looking at UIIN 2577, so that is one of the three tickets you've shared, and that is about new values for the URL relationship reference data list. I mean, that is something, so we could even think this as different issues here because every library is able to edit those lists and add values to them. So the main problem is if you want to exchange data, then every library should use the same UUIDs for the same values. But that is something that could be independent from a folio release. So to add a new value to such a list or even to those RDA content types or to to other reference data lists. We could have a process that is outside of the release cycle, but we can also talk about that with the POs. Okay, let me start get a discussion started and then we can see if we will have them here for the next meetings or if everything is clear. And we are now at our updates. Jennifer, it's you again, right? I don't know
It is
how is Charlotte's name getting into this again and again.
so PC Met so and we were you can read the details there through the link. We talked about Tri-Council. We had some updates. We also took a look at the meeting calming and PC is not so PC will meet every week except for the fourth week and on national holidays and such. We do have a topic calendar that you can look and so you can see whether PC is meeting that week or not. Next week is the Tri-Council meeting, so which is on the fourth week, but oh well. if you would like to come to Tri-Council, it is at the time of Product Council using Product Council Zoom. Any questions about that? All right. Bulkedit did meet. Kathleen, the PO of List App, provided an overview of features for Sunflower and Trillium. They're also asking for UA testers to test and to validate the workflow for records to be joined. So hopefully, if you have time, be really helpful to do that. I just copied Kathleen's Slack message, but you can follow the instructions for the UAT here or in Slack. I do know that Bella has been starting to meet infrequently, so I don't know if there's a meeting next week or not. But if you should check the Slack channel just to be sure. Data import. So data import has adopted a meeting calming. So the first week we'll have our SIG meeting. The second week will be workshop meeting, SIG meeting, and then week 4 and 5 no meeting. And of course for holidays and stuff like that we won't meet. The Thursday lab will continue. If you have something you need help with, just post on data import lab, and someone will show up on Thursday to help you out. We also created a process which is linked here to facilitate the community to, I think, better engage in the development of data import because there's always a lot going on there. Essentially, we do things more as a group, as you can see from our schedule. The SIG meetings tend to involve a lot of testing, and that's our workshop meeting. So, for example, in our last meeting, we tested whether the same action could be used in the same job profile and if the same submatch could be used in the same job profile. And this we give to the developers and Ryan to, fix or yay, it worked. We also now have a decision log where you can see all of our decisions. In regards to, for example, meeting calming, or even what we endorse in terms of new functionality. This is going to help us, I think, in the long run, because we want to create a roadmap for data import as well as an MVP. So this will be helpful for people who want to or are looking into Folio, and then they can look at this and see if whether this is a better tool than AMA, for example. Any questions?
So, as always, thanks for the update. Just, I'm so picky here. Should that be a B?
Yes, it should. Sorry.
Okay. Nope, don't worry. Okay. Then, thanks for attending, and we will see us again in 2 weeks. So, next week, no MMSIG meeting. Have a great rest of your week. Bye bye.
Bye.